I'm Dan Rivers in Bangkok, where traders have been watching the red arrows with horror, and there have been a lot this year. The market is down some 20%, in part because of the political crisis going on here, but mostly because of the global credit crunch. People are worried because Thailand is a net exporting economy and could be hit badly if there is a global slowdown. But one analyst I spoke to is optimistic. He said Thailand got its fingers burnt in the financial crisis more than 10 years ago. This time round, they're better prepared.
I'm Eunice Yoon at the port in Hong Kong. This port is one of the busiest in the world. You can tell by all these trucks that are circulating around me. These trucks are mainly carrying goods that are made in China, and those goods are then shipped all over the world to countries like the United States. Now, the U.S. economy is slowing down, and that's contributing to the closure of thousands of factories right across the border because exports are falling. And the concern now is that if the U.S. were to continue to slow down, possibly falling into a recession, then China's economy could also falter. I'm Hyun Won in the heart of Beijing's financial district, where they are feasting on a spoonful of I told you so. Here at the People's Bank of China, where they set monetary policy, they've resisted calls for deregulation and for mirroring the U.S. financial system. Because of that, a direct hit to China's markets is unlikely. Now, it doesn't mean that there is no impact. The stock markets have fallen somewhat. Investors are worried, but the government has stepped in with small measures trying to bring those investors back in.
I'm David McKenzie outside the Nairobi Stock Exchange here in Kenya. Kenyans are very jittery about the financial crisis in the U.S. This exchange has lost over a quarter of its value this year because of political instability here in Kenya and the financial crisis in America. Kenyans are hoping for politicians on the capital to sort out some kind of bailout for the financial system because the economy here is very much tied to the economy in the U.S.
I'm Sasha Harriman on Oxford Street in central London, one of the busiest shopping streets in the country. And here, the sale signs are up already. Retailers are facing higher costs of food and utility bills and, of course, the weakening pound. Now, the suggestion is many retailers are trying to pass off higher volumes of goods at bargain prices, all in an attempt to keep the tills ringing.
I'm Al Goodman outside Madrid City Hall. Here, the latest signs of U.S. economic worries are also gripping Spain. The city has just frozen plans to build sports facilities and daycare centers for children to save $300 million. Spanish newspapers are leading with the blocked financial rescue plan in Washington. Some are blaming Republicans. Spain makes 3 million cars a year, mainly for export, but many car factories here are cutting their work shifts because demand is down by a third.
I am Alessio Vinci outside of the Alitalia offices in downtown Rome. The U.S. financial crisis could make matters worse for the Italian national airline here. It is bankrupt, but it keeps flying because it has been rescued by a group of Italian investors that include some banks that have business ties, financial ties to U.S. financial institutions. And the worse things go in the U.S., the harder it is for these banks and these institutions to come up with enough cash and enough money to keep the airline flying.
I'm Brian Burns in the Nunez neighborhood of Buenos Aires, Argentina. It's lined with lots of fashionable cafes and bars. Argentines are used to economic instability. In fact, in 2001, they had the largest debt default in modern history, $100 billion. So you can bet that the people here are paying close attention to what's happening in the U.S. during its financial crisis. Inflation is the main problem here right now. In restaurants like this, the prices of food fluctuate all the time. Argentines remain afraid that if a crisis in the U.S. is not resolved, the fallout here could be much worse than their financial crisis 7 years ago.